half the horizon's gone. Skyline of numbers, half the horizon's gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Tonight, on a very special Lageria, we will be discussing the trade tariffs between Turkey and Uganda. And with me here is expert on foreign affairs, Erin Cottle. Thank you for being here this evening, Ms. Cottle.
Thank you for having me.
Now, if I may ask a direct question, how much of the trade tariffs do you believe are the result of the new minister, Alibad Dalcinki, who has just taken power in Turkey?
24.
24?
Yeah, it's the best number to use.
I absolutely agree. Hey, actually, I just got this article about weird Japanese guys coming on girls' faces. You want to read that instead?
Yeah.
All right.
Woo!
Lageria, episode 3.
Episode
3, mateys.
3's always a good one.
You hear that little swerve we did at the beginning? It's like our show was boring.
And now it's back to being awesome because we got to talk about Japanese guys coming on people's faces.
That's right. So, the way this came up is last week after we recorded our last show, we went to go buy potato chips. And as I want to do, I just started talking about weird perverted shit because that's what happens when you're around me long enough.
And potato chips. And he potato gets really chips. Weird around potato chips.
Ketchup. I heard some of you Americans don't have ketchup chips.
That's weird.
I feel bad for you because they're fucking delicious.
We have every flavor of chips possible in Canada.
We have dill pickle. We have turkey and gravy. We have.
How about like salsa and like pepper and like lime and sour cream?
Yeah, it's
and,
true. We got everything because we have lots of potatoes.
Yeah, because we're all potato people up here.
So I brought up this practice of bukkake, which I just assumed being a perverted internet porn junkie that everyone knew what that was. And Aaron's like, what? What are you talking about? And it's basically Japanese dudes coming on girls' faces. So that's when I realized, en masse, like lots of them, dozens of them. So I realized as a public service, I should go look up about this stuff and, you know, maybe inform the public a little bit about this fantastic
sounds good
sexual
I really want to hear because I don't really know exactly what bukkake is.
All right, I found this website called bukkakefacts.com.
Awesome.
This guy, he was tired of being misrepresented. He's like, you know what, bukkake needs to be understood by the world at large. I'm gonna go register bukkakefacts.com and I'm gonna make sure that nobody is talking shit about bukkake anymore.
No, this guy's onto it.
Understanding. So apparently the practice of bukkake originated in Japan, where the story goes that it started off as a punishment for a wife caught or suspected of adultery. The cheating wife would be taken to the outside of the village, where the men would proceed to show their disapproval by ejaculating all over her. And this is where he gets a little less factual. He's putting in his own opinion.
Okay.
I have to say, it sure beats getting stoned, which is the punishment in some other cultures for adultery.
So, that's horrible.
So that's
but
his
I'd
opening
take, I'd
salvo.
I'd take the ejaculation over the stoning, though, because that's not going to kill you. It's just going to gross you out.
That's right. But this guy, this is his opening argument, is that it's better than stoning people to death.
Right.
That's not a very good argument.
No. It's not a very good like comparison either.
And now check this out. Today, the practice uses voluntary subjects and has become a refined ritual, every bit as serious as the art of preparing and drinking green tea.
It's a second argument.
Now, I got to call
some
bullshit
fallacies
on
that argument.
Like you do the tea ceremony and flower arranging and all that Zen Buddhist shit and the ejaculation on the woman's face.
Right.
I'm not buying that at all.
Fallacy number two.
And, we were talking in one of our demo shows about, I'll have to go make a promo about it because it was funny, about the whole idea of coming on a girl's face. It's obviously
it's
a power play type of
something
thing.
Something wrong with it.
But this guy is like, no, there's nothing wrong with it at all. Bukkake itself is not about debasement of women. Some individuals may have such feelings towards women and express them in bukkake, but for many others, bukkake is just a highly erotic experience. When I attended my bukkake session, see, now he's letting it slip.
Now he's opening up.
I had great affection and admiration for the bukkake subject and was in total awe of her sexuality.
Wow.
So
these
knows
guys
what
are
likes.
All getting off on this girl? Like
yeah.
How many guys are we talking
to? Oh,
here?
Well, we'll get to that.
Oh.
First, though, let me just say that sperm is a wonderful miracle of life should be revered as such, as it is the culmination of our evolutionary progress. Why should the building blocks of our human existence be considered dirty, quote-unquote? Ejaculating one's sperm over another can just as easily be seen as an act of love. Why can't you see it that way, people of the world? Why must BukakiFacts.com be constantly assaulted with this?
It's better than being stoned.
It really is.
It really is.
Argue that. Argue that, people. I dare you.
Okay.
So, Japanese-style bukkake is highly ritualistic with great emphasis on planning and preparation. Now, he had some other stuff where he was talking about European and American versions that just turn into big gangbangs, and he's like, tugh. Nah, that's not the way.
No.
That's not like a tea Bukkake's ceremony at all.
Bukkake's the only way. That's not like a tea ceremony, no.
The Japanese have developed many, many styles of techniques of bukkake, including forced bukkake. Oh, see, that's an act of love, obviously.
That's definitely. Wow.
Costume play bukkake, where you get the chicks to dress up like they're anime characters or whatever.
Or like little girls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They had a subsection with that, too. Like schoolgirls are popular and nurses. Big into nurses.
Nurse bukkake.
Bukkake summit. I don't know what that is. Dream shower bukkake. I don't know what
that
is.
I don't want to know what that is.
And snowball or come play bukkake, which, you know.
I got those. I'd rather have sandwich bukkake. What would you have?
Sandwich bukkake.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that'd be fun.
I think I would go with triple flavored popsicle bukkake.
Ooh, I always wanted to make sperm, like, come into, like, seriously into popsicles. I wanted
try to feed it to somebody?
Yeah, and put some, like, food coloring or something, Kool-Aid in it.
That's fucking gross.
Yeah, I know. That's why I want to do it. I seriously,
as long as you understand.
I need to get a lot of guys, though. Like, I need a bukkake ritual with some green tea.
See, that's the website I'm going to have to make. AaronIsGrossFacts.com to make sure the world
sandwich.
Understands. That's very sick. All right, let's see. Most bukkake sessions will usually combine a number of these to create an amazing experience.
Wow.
At Bukkake Bath, you will see all of these and the most amazing bukkake of all, the Mega Bukkake, with 100-plus men giving a girl a complete bukkake bath.
Jesus and Christ.
I actually saw a website on the internet where they had a chick in like one of those little inflatable kiddie pools, and it looked like it was full of cum. But I found out later what they do is they make it with like that Karo syrup stuff that they use to make fake blood in movies.
Right, like corn syrup.
Right. If you don't put food coloring in it, it looks kind
of
like cum.
Yeah, it's
so
sort
it's
of
not
a
really
color.
A whole. But at first I was like, oh my God, they filled a whole kiddie pool with cum? That's fucked.
Yeah, like I don't know though. 100 guys, how much would that really get on you? It's not going to be a bath.
I don't know, 100
guys?
It'd
be a small shower.
We'll have to go dig up some pictures later.
Get 100 bukkake porn. Get 100, like a 2,500.
Man. It can definitely do a number on you. There's no doubt about that.
Does anyone bukkake out there? Do we have any Japanese fans?
Oh, and this is where I was like, no more. I was not willing to buy this guy's bullshit anymore. Is he had different parts of his website about the different types, right? And there's this one, I don't remember the name of it. But it was literally all about deliberately coming in a girl's eye. Like, they were, like,
oh,
holding
no.
the girl's eye
it
open
burns.
And coming
you
right
said
into
that
it.
Before.
Yeah, and that's so not cool. Like, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So that's my...
Like, 100 guys, like, bukkaking in an eye? Don't want to do it.
I don't think they do that one with 100 guys, I hope. Mega
I'd rather have the sandwich. Thank you very much.
So, I don't know. The Japanese are fucked up. I actually am pretty sure the way all this came about was after World War II, after the Americans occupied Japan,
right.
They brought in all this bullshit where the Japanese porn wasn't allowed to show genitals anymore. Everything
yeah,
had to be
I've
all
seen
blurred
that in
out.
Like some like visitor queue or something. They blur out the genitals. They'll yeah. show the boobs, but nothing
yeah,
else.
Yeah, yeah, everything's got just the grid, the mosaic.
Yeah, they'll show it, but yeah, it's so weird.
And apparently that was... I don't know why the Americans did that, but it was something about they're like, all right, Japan, we nuked your ass. We're keeping you in line. And now no more fucking dick and balls for you. No more vaginas for you. And it just fucked up Japanese people because now they I think that's got to be the beginning of why they have so many weird fetishes that no one else has because,
yeah.
you know, it's just like they're like frustrated, you know. So, well, I heard that's how, you know, those weird tentacle cartoons
yeah.
where like crazy alien demons attack chicks. It's because they couldn't show dicks, but if they turn the dick purple or green or something, then they can show it. So they're like, well, who would have a purple or green dick? Obviously a weird demon from another dimension. So blah, 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 I'll attack the schoolgirls.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
And I also heard that Japanese people invented like meth.
Really?
Yeah, like, I don't know if this is true or not. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Like, and the kamikazes invented it, like, when they
right.
because they were going to die anyways. But the whole point was to, you know, just to fly around and kill people. So it would keep them so awake and so focused.
I got to admit, if I was a kamikaze soldier, fuck it.
Meth.
I'd be
fuck
on it.
Fuck it, why not? Yeah. You're going to die in a couple. Who knows when you're going to die, but you're going to die. really soon. So,
and they're just
method up.
Fucked up people. I was reading a book about Japan and their workaholism, and they had this one, like, I don't know, he was some high-level government guy who worked enormously long days every single day and, like, only got 4 or 5 hours of sleep a night. And it took a while, but after long enough of doing this every single day, he literally died from exhaustion. Like, they did the autopsy and they checked him out, and they're like, he was just way too tired. He's dead.
He worked himself to death.
Yeah, like they did that test on rats once, I read about, where they put them on a little treadmill thing where they had to keep running. And if they ever stopped running, they'd get electrocuted.
Mm-hmm.
So they would just keep running. And eventually they died from not sleeping. So this is the same thing that happened to that guy. He was in the rat race, literally, to
like
the point.
Running in the little ring.
Only in Japan, man. It's fucked up. But as I couldn't actually find a list of stuff. I meant to look it up. But just from my own previous research.
Right.
Of other stuff off the top of my head I can remember hearing about with Japanese porn. They have roach-eating porn where they'll get like the really cute little pixie-looking girls and they're like, tee-hee-hee, and they eat roaches.
And then guys just fuck them?
I don't even know.
What?
All I know is there's roach-eating, and I don't know what happens after that. Maybe that's the whole thing. Maybe guys just jerk off to that. Like, it literally is such a weird debasement thing where it's just, let's just get chicks to do any weird thing they don't want to do.
That
and
is so
Japanese
weird.
Guys totally get off on that. And eyeball licking. Apparently,
yeah, I've heard of that.
And that one is definitely not as bad as like full on coming in the eye porn. Because apparently if you lick someone's eye just with your tongue, it doesn't hurt at all.
No.
But why? What the fuck is the point?
I have no idea.
I really don't understand. And
let's go out and lick some eye later, Keith. I want to lick some eye.
And then they have the standard. Yeah, who even thought of that? They're like, oh, that'd be so fucking hot. I bet
I'm gonna
I can
lick your eye.
It's got to just be like,
hey,
man,
bitch, I'm gonna lick your eye.
I think it's really got to come down to just, I could never get a girl to do that. Oh, never. She'd never let me lick her eye. She'd never eat roaches. And then someone will, and they're like, whoa. They get big boners. That's all I can figure.
That's all I figure. That's weird.
Yeah. And then they got like crotch kicking porn and all that kind
what?
Of stuff. Yeah. Just
I don't
like
know
guys getting kicked in the balls.
Guys?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Weird.
It's just a fucked up country. It
oh,
really is.
For sure.
They're very
weird. I don't
weird
know.
And
they
oppressed.
Got some good food though.
It all just comes down to that whole, like, they got this famous saying in Japan of the nail that stands up will be hammered down. Like, you're not
right.
supposed to stand out or be an individual. And this girl, Yuko, who worked at the coffee shop, told me that the thing that pissed her off the most about Japan, that she likes way more about North America, is in Japan, you pretty much, you just always say yes. Even if you want to say no at your job, your boss is asking, demanding things from you that aren't fair, your parents, anybody, you want to say no, but you just say yes. Everyone says yes because the harmony of the group is more important than what any individual person wants.
Weird.
And that's just bullshit. That sucks.
Yeah, no, we have a lot more individuality here.
I mean, a lot of people give North America, and especially the United States, a lot of shit. And I mean, their foreign policy and everything is all fucked up. But at that fundamental level of actually understanding that individuality is the most important thing, I really think the rest of the world needs to become more like North America and not the way things are backsliding, where it's like, let's all understand other cultures that are fucked up and retarded. Fuck those backward-ass retarded fucking countries.
Move here. There's
yeah.
lots of room.
It's true. Canada's got so much room. We can take so many people. Oh.
We can take y'all on.
And you're going to be cold. But
well, it depends where you go.
Put on some weight.
Well, Vancouver's full. You can't come here. Go somewhere else.
Yeah. Vancouver is pretty full.
It's pretty full.
But the other thing this guy left off with is one his last like parting shot to try to prove that
parting shot
that the girls are all into
no
this
pun
too
intended.
And it's not just some weird thing. Is he says that according to one report that the receivers of forced bukkake, which is where they deliberately tie you up and it's like a weird S&M thing, and he was describing this too. He's like, they're supposed to act like they don't like it. Like, oftentimes it'll start with the girls crying and stuff. But they're just acting. It's just forced bukkake. It's like a tea ceremony. Fuck you, you sick bastard. You're just known.
You're marinating a girl in love juice.
And tying her up and making her cry and coming in her eyes
like
and stuff.
Like a fucking steak. Let's steak you up. Steaky bitch.
You can fucking get bukkakefacts.com all you want. No one is believing your shit.
Yeah, who the hell is this guy? Let's email him.
But he was saying that forced bukkake receivers report experiences of achieving higher consciousness through submission. And at first I was like, ah, that's got to be more bullshit. But then that made me think of Scientology.
Uh-oh.
I read a thing about Scientology. One of the, they have these different things, operating Thetan levels, OT levels. I don't really know exactly what it means. And you go through them, and each one is, like, you know, further into the organization. And, like, OT3 or something, it's the one where you learn all of L. Ron Hubbard's crazy shit about how 76 million years ago, a bunch of aliens that look like Eskimos bombed Hawaii. And it is fucking insane. It makes no sense. But one of the things they do as, like, a test is, how does it work now? You sit in a chair, and you, first you just have to stare without blinking for a certain number of minutes. And eventually you can train yourself to do that. Even though your eyes get dried out, you can keep them open.
Like Clockwork Orange?
Yeah, pretty much, except you're doing it to yourself. It really is like that. Like, you're freaking yourself out, but you're not being held open. You're doing it. So then they start doing stuff like clapping their hands in front of your face to try to get you to blink. They won't touch you, but then they'll keep upgrading it till they're doing anything they can to make you blink, like yelling insults at you, making noise, clapping, threatening you, just doing anything.
I couldn't do that. I blink all the time.
Well, apparently what happens is it does take a long, long time to be able to do this, but eventually you disconnect to the point where you really do start having, like, out-of-body experiences, and, like, you see yourself sitting in the chair and they're yelling at you, but you're just not even there because your brain is just, like, kind of just going into dream mode or whatever.
Is this OT3?
I think so.
Okay.
But, and then, so it really is like an out-of-body experience. You really do feel this weird thing, and you think it's because Scientology is giving you crazy powers. Like, you, that's how people, I think, start to buy into this stuff. They're like, my God, I really did see myself. I was floating above my body.
Well, it's just like being hypnotized. Like, I've been hypnotized, and it's totally worked on me more than once.
Oh, yeah?
And that's exactly what they do, right? They just make you hold your eyes open for a really long time and, like, concentrate on something and just keep doing it until you're totally, like, out of it. Like, you're kind of like, you're there, but you're not there.
Did you go to one of those erotic hypnotists?
No, I went to, like, just, like, at a carnival one, like, in the Saskatoon Carnival. Like, it was, like, a big show, right, in, like, a building or whatever. And then I did that, like, twice. And then I went to one at, like, the big auditorium, like, a huge one, where, like, a big guy came.
What kind of stuff did they make you do?
Oh, just, like, dancing around and stuff. It was none of the sexual ones. I was young. Like, I was a kid. This is in Japan. This is Canada. God. Can't be 15 and stripping in the theaters. No, like, dancing like Madonna. They give you costumes, and, you know, you dance around and you sing things. And
yeah, that's embarrassing.
Whatever. It's been worse.
At least nobody had, like, camcorders or anything?
No, no one.
So it
actually,
literally,
oh, you could buy tapes at the end for, like, $15, I think.
To remember your humiliation?
I think my friend bought one. My mom probably has it.
I've always been curious about that stuff, because, I mean, I've never, ever been involved with being hypnotized at all, but it really does work. Like,
yeah. The one time I didn't, I was totally faking it.
Oh, yeah?
But the other two times, I don't remember.
Wow, weird. So you just, like, forget? And
yeah.
Then afterward, everyone is like, wow, you dance like Madonna.
Yeah, you don't really know. You're kind of, like, in a sleeping state.
Huh.
And he will, like, drop your head and you'll fall, like, on the ground and stuff. Like, it's out of control.
Weird.
Yeah. I don't know. It worked.
So weird. But yeah, my Scientology research didn't go too well because it's fucking creepy. All I wanted was funny, hilarious stories about how crazy they are. But all I found was, like, people being abducted and having all their money stolen or being committing suicide from...
It's probably just them doing it.
Yeah.
Like, how many people are in that religion?
I don't know, it's got to be quite a few by now.
I changed my religion on MySpace account to Scientologist. Used to be agnostic, now I'm Scientologist.
It's a good step. Step in a positive direction. Yeah, I always go by on Hastings Street. That
the church Scientology?
Office.
Yeah, my friend, a guy at my work... he actually went there and got a personality test done.
Oh, yeah?
And he actually, like, a month ago got a phone call back.
See, that's why I'm afraid to do it. Like,
yeah, they called him back and I'm like, so, are you still interested? We could do another test.
We're staking out your house right now.
And then he was like, well, no, I'm not interested. You guys told me I was, like, they told him he was, like, stressed out and, like,
oh, yeah, that's
unhappy
what they always do,
and, like, all this stuff, right? And he's like, you told me I was all these bad things. Why? And, then the lady who called was like, well, maybe the wrong person was testing you. Maybe
don't
you should
worry,
come back for another test.
You.
Yeah, like, we can fix you. Like, come back, we can do another test. And he was just like, no, thank you. I'm not interested.
I'll play it at the end of the show. There's a Faith No More song called Land of Sunshine where all the lyrics are taken from a Scientology test. And it's
really?
All yeah, and it's just all the
awesome,
weird, super creepy stuff that they ask you.
Yeah, Brian said it was like the weirdest questions, like pages and pages of the weirdest things and like detailed and like just messed up.
Man, Scientology, they're fucked. Since we're talking about Bukkake and erotic hypnotists and such,
Scientology, that'd be quite the career. I'm a Bukkake Scientologist.
Now, I got to bring this up because I'm a firm believer in not ever dodging anything. If someone asks you about something, you just face it head on.
Yeah.
So this is the Keith and the Girl thread, started with Keith Malley, of course. and his henchman Spooky. They just love to make things uncomfortable. And Keith Natalie's like, so you obviously totally want to fuck Aaron. And Spooky was like, you know, that's the impression I got as well.
I read those comments. I thought it was pretty funny.
Thanks for making it uncomfortable, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, that's really what we wanted.
So basically, I think my best way to explain this is what I call the Jerry Springer quotient.
We're going to fight?
Well, that would be better. That's the other Jerry Springer quotient.
What?
It's this inherent thing within every man anyway. I won't speak for women, but I suspect it's humans in general.
Right.
Is that you put any two people together, say it's a guy and his friend's wife, or his friend's mom, or his friend's kid, or his friend's dog.
Niece?
Anyone.
Grandma?
Anything. His
great-grandma?
Plants, his video game systems, eventually that guy will want to fuck it. Eventually. It doesn't matter what it is. Your aunt, your elderly grandmother, anyone.
That's the way penises work.
Exactly. At some point, you're like, you know, if I could get away with it, yeah, I think I would. Now, the trick is, if your Jerry Springer quotient is far too high, then you do. And then your best friend is like, oh, what the fuck did you do? And you're like, I don't care. You can't stop me. I do it again.
And then your mom gets in and she starts fucking him.
Right. And you're throwing chairs
the whole trailer parks down.
Right. So basically, I think that's the best way to answer that question. Because if I just deny, people are not going to believe me. Then they're just going to, you know. So I'm going to say, it doesn't matter because I wouldn't. I'm not a Jerry Springer trailer park, Pensacola, Somerset, backward ass fucking...
West Virginia, extra set of chromosomes, slut.
I mean, like
man whore.
Here's a good example.
Gigolo.
I don't think there's a single girl who ever worked at that coffee shop that I worked at that I didn't think about fucking at some point. Or a single customer. Even the big fat crackhead meth head crazy getting naked in the middle of the store people. Just because I'm a sick fuck, I'd be like, you know, I wonder what that would be like.
Yeah, you're just a guy.
Exactly.
You can't really help it. No one's going to hold it against him.
Right.
He wants to have sex with everyone at any given time. It doesn't really matter.
Right. So
there's a hole, he's sticking his penis in it. Anyone got any holes for Keith to stick his penis in?
See, no, that's the difference, though. I'm not,
but
I'm
thinking
about it.
He thinks about it.
Right, right.
Everyone thinks about it, but if you do it, then you've hit that Jerry Springer bell.
That's like those...
Steve comes out and it just turns bad.
Those super realistic sex dolls we're talking about. I oftentimes think, man, I wonder what that would be like.
It would be weird to have one of those.
I'm not going to do it, but I think about it.
Well, of course. Everyone, whatever you see, you think about it in your own life. I think that's just like a natural thing. Like,
I heard there's a movie, like Real Doll the movie, where Ron Jeremy, because Ron Jeremy will do anything. Jeremy fucks a bunch of real dolls, and it's like supposed to be kind of like you buy the video if you're not sure about it to see what it's like. I want to see that so bad.
Yeah,
I want to
see
that fucking hedgehog fuck a sex doll.
The hedgehog. That's awesome.
Man, I want to see that so bad.
That'd be hilarious, actually. I've seen them on the internet. They're insanely real looking. I'm scared of those. I never want to see one of those in real life.
They really will be the first automaton, like super real people that'll be walking around.
All synthetic and latex.
That's why Keith Malley's got his Who Are Humans United Against Robots? Who are? Because he's convinced that robots will fucking destroy us all. And he makes very many good points about it.
I almost agree with him.
But that's why it's going to start. Because the first ones we're going to put all the work into and make extra realistic are going to be the fucking cum dumpster robots. And when they figure out what's going on, they're going to be pissed off. Laser eyeballs will be shooting our nuts off.
You won't be licking those.
Yeah. Man. So, to jump topics a little bit... You remember I was talking about that pathetic fat hermaphrodite guy at the movie theater who thought he had a good job.
Right.
Well, this happened a few months ago, but it's back in the newspapers again because they're sentencing the kid who was responsible. So this brought it back into my mind. This is a different kind of situation where this kid was not, I don't know, it's hard to describe, but he's this kid who worked at a gas station. And these two kids came in, like 17 years old,
right.
Bought some gas. It was like $5 worth of gas, and then they didn't pay. They took off. Now, this dude who worked at the gas station stood in front of the car to try to stop them and got run over, and they ended up dragging him underneath their car.
Right, yeah.
You remember this?
I seen it in the paper, yeah.
Right, for like 7 miles, and he was
screaming and everything, and like ground down to a pulp.
So, everyone in the paper, though, and I mean, obviously, it sucks that guy died. I'm like, oh, man, that's retarded. What a bad way to die. But everyone in the paper was talking about what a hero he was. And I got to take issue with that.
I kind of think it's
because he should know. Exactly. He should know he works at a fucking gas station.
For $8
an hour. For $8 an hour. that no one expects him to fucking stop cars with his own Herculean strength, you know?
Yeah, he went too far.
Fucking Christ, yeah.
I would never go that far for any job at Blends or wherever, those shitty jobs I worked at.
And I do feel...
I'm not going to take a bullet for the fucking cup of coffee.
Yeah.
No way.
Exactly. I mean, I do feel a little bad insulting this dead dude, but I'm going to have to because he was an idiot. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You just let it go. Write down the license plate number or something.
If you can, and if you can't, it's not your fault.
Yeah,
like,
I mean...
That's what they stress. Like, I worked at a gas station. I worked at the worst gas station in Saskatoon, the ghetto.
Oh, yeah?
If anyone's from Saskatoon and listening, 20th Street and Avenue H. You know, that doesn't sound like a good area, does it?
Avenue H?
Avenue H and 20th Street. It's like the ghetto. There's like a bingo across. It's just sketch pad. The worst things happened to me there, but I'm not fucking, someone was going to rob the store, which happened, and people tried hitting me. And
Did it get robbed while you were there?
No, it got robbed lots of times, though.
Oh, man.
Never with me there, though, no. It was always at night. I worked daytime. I never worked at night. No, but yeah. And yeah, I would have never stopped somebody who stole gas. And people did. People did it all the time.
Yeah, it's like...
They have insurance for things like that. Like,
exactly.
The company,
it's not in your job fucking description.
To chase people down for $7 or whatever. I was like, it's not good.
So they had the crying mom talking to the 17-year-old meth head who ran this guy over. And she's like, why didn't you just stop? But if I was him, I'd be like, why did your kid try to stop me, fucker? I was just having a fun day with my stolen car and my meth friend, and we were just driving around, and this asshole jumps in front of our car and gets stuck under our axle.
Yeah. But do they know he was there?
Who?
The guy's driving. Like, do they know they were dragging him?
I don't know.
Do they know they hit him? Or, like, was it intentional?
I'm not sure, because, like, the kid, I mean, 17, isn't that still, like, a minor?
Yeah.
But they're trying him as an adult. He's getting, like, nine years, but I don't think they ever released his name or his picture or anything, or any of his...
Yeah, they did.
Did they?
Yeah, they had, like, an artist's rendition of what he might look like in, you know, one of those, like, court sketch rooms. I'd love to do one of that, like, have a job. I don't know what it's called, but where you draw the pictures of the people in the courtroom, but like,
make them look
stick
like
man and, like, yeah, like, really weird, like, stick man, like, because I can't draw, so it'd be hilarious. Like,
or, like, if you could draw, just put, like, weird celebrities, like, suddenly Ben Affleck is, like, in the stands. And
yeah, as a witness, and then the jury's, like, yeah,
awesome.
Willy Wonka.
So, I got a question for you. I'm going to ask your opinion about this.
Okay.
I've noticed that my place that I live in, it's like, you know, underneath a fancy pants house. It's like the basement apartment.
Right.
And there's quite a lot of spiders down there this time of year.
Really?
But I was thinking, if I leave the spiders by my door and stuff, do you think it'd be worth it to leave the spiders so they'll get rid of the other bugs? Or would it be worse having the spiders crawling around?
I think it'd be worse having the spiders crawling around.
Yeah?
I think so. I don't really like... having spiders crawling around.
Well, I also read somewhere that
I haven't seen any in this house.
This is a good example that I do too much reading for my own good, but I read somewhere that the average person in their lifetime swallows several spiders in their sleep.
They go into your mouth.
So probably everyone who's listening to this right now, you've swallowed at least one spider, maybe even other kinds of bugs. But
this year,
yeah.
So far this year, you probably swallowed like a spider and a half.
So if I deliberately cultivate my spider army, I mean, maybe I'll just be swallowing spiders every
day. Maybe we'll be eating more spiders. Because they go where it's warm, I think, and they just go into the mouth. That's
warm and moist.
No, they do. They crawl down. Can you imagine, like, coughing up a spider first thing in the morning somehow? Like, brushing your teeth. Big spider pops out. Like, that would scare the shit out of me.
That's quite fucking sick.
I'd lose it. Like, this morning, do you ever do things, like, you forget you do something, and then it, like, it's like a cause and effect syndrome? Like, I'll just tell you what happened. Like, last night I cut up a tomato, right?
Right.
And
is this going to be, like, a fucking mousetrap where it leads to all these different things?
I hope not.
That lead to a kid dying?
No, yeah, I guess. Someone did die. No, and I pulled the tomato top off, right, and I just threw it in the sink.
Right.
And whatever, I didn't think about it. I should have thrown it in the garbage. Because I didn't.
Yes, you should have.
Because I didn't, something happened. This morning I went and turned the water on in the sink, and I noticed that it made me jump. Like, I thought it was a spider all, like, hunched up.
Right.
And I freaked out. I was like, oh, you know, like, that's a spider. But it was just the tomato thing, see? By me not throwing it out, I ended up scaring myself.
I see.
It's weird.
So it's like the universe, the karma thing, you know?
Yeah, but my own karma, because, like, I'm not really hurting anyone but myself. So
it
just scared me.
I was thinking about that, how I really think karma, in a way, does exist. Like, it's not a fundamental property of, you know, the universe that it's a real thing. But it's just that whenever you do bad stuff, you know, whether you admit it or not, that you did bad stuff.
Right.
And it just leads you to expect a lot less from yourself and from life. And you just get all downtrodden. Like, for instance, when we stole tons of money from Blends. It was a good time. Man, stealing money from our shitty boss. Fuck that place.
700 Davy Street.
700 Davy James Kim.
James Kim.
Now a very poor man, thanks to us. But But I got to admit, this second stint where I was desperate for a job and I went back, I hardly stole at all. Most of the time, nothing. And like no money, really. Just, well, it happened once in a while. But basically, I just, you know, buns and, you know, day olds and
product.
Stuff. Yeah. And I really did just feel better just that I wasn't stealing, you know? You got that little self in you that watches everything you do. And it knows when you're being a dick. And it knows when you're not being a dick. And it's like, you know what, Keith? I can honestly say, it's your subconscious mind that you're not an asshole. It's good. You deserve to have good stuff happen to you. And then good stuff does happen.
Right.
So it's all just a psychological principle, right?
But probably. You create the expectations that happen.
Right.
You create the outcome, maybe. Sort of.
Yeah.
In a weird gay kind of way. Fuck it. I still like stealing from James. If I worked there, I'd still steal. I don't even care.
Yeah.
Fuck karma.
He was a dick. It was easy to justify. That's true.
Yeah, it was like we were using his bad karma and stealing from him and making ourselves more happy.
Oh, so speaking of money and being poor, I realized that with the amount of money I make, it's always different because the movie theater fucks me around different amounts of days. I figure I'll be able to pay rent and be all right if I only spend $5 a day. But, and that's not too bad, that's doable.
Right.
But that totally doesn't take into account paying for my stupid phone and bus passes. So basically, I'm fucked. I don't think I actually can pay my bills. Yeah, it's tricky.
Yeah, working sucks.
We'll see, I guess. But I don't know. I think it's. I think I'm going down.
Maybe not down.
Well, also, my friend Mark's coming. He'll pay
some
rent.
Yeah, so it's not too bad.
This is the part of the show that we edit. Talking about nothing.
No, you guys
nothing.
Will hear it. Edit, edit, edit away. No one's listening. Fuck you guys. Anyway.
Actually, I only got one more thing. I don't even know if I want to say it. It's
why?
Okay.
Why don't you want to say it, Keith? Keith, tell me why.
Basically, as soon as I had any kind of idea for the show, actually, let me check my backup notepad and see if there's anything.
Can I just sing songs in the background? Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. Screw you asses.
All right.
You ass fucking wipe cock sucking pieces of shit. Boners. Boners. So I like boners. Who doesn't like boners? We're still editing. Maybe we're not. Who knows? Boners.
I think that might have to stay in.
Boners.
All right. Here's what it was. I just wrote this down as soon as I had the idea, and then I read it back later, and I was like, good God, I don't want to say that. But okay. Have you ever had a fart that's so thick and oily that it just feels like it fills your pants with a nice warm embrace? It's almost like you shit your pants. Like you can
onion
feel
dip.
It. Onion, but it's not at all solid though. It's just
no. It's just like a. It's a really. It's just a lot comes out.
Yeah, and it's so like thick feeling
and stinky. And
yeah, and like if someone had ripped off your pants at that moment, man, it would be like one of those farts only dogs can have. Just like so rank.
Yeah.
So,
onion dip.
So
I say eat onion dip.
Yeah, that would probably do it.
It's warmer than warm. It's Arizona desert.
Oh well, here's something. Smarty Pants school teacher Annie on the Keith and the Girl board noticed that we made math mistakes in our last episode.
We
were talking about Podcast Alley and our rankings and the number of thousands. Yeah,
oh.
We actually made mistakes.
Huh. And, I suck at math, so.
Yeah, and that is a good opportunity for me to bring up that my one regret in my young life is that I didn't drop out of high school. Because I would have been so impressed with whatever I happen to accomplish in life. You know, say 20 years from now, I'm wherever I'm at. Hopefully further than I'm at now. And I could say, you know what, school system? Fuck you. I didn't even finish your bullshit. I fucking dropped out and it didn't make any difference. So my honest advice to any high school student out there, drop the fuck out. It's retarded. You're wasting your time. You can still go to university. You can get equivalency courses. Maybe, you know, the younger years of school, there's some kind of point. Not high school. It's just fucking retarded.
Mm-hmm.
However,
I did a lot of dumb things in high school.
The whole reason I didn't drop out is just because I didn't have the right, and I wasn't just going to impulsively do it because I was angry at high school. But now that I've read tons and tons of books about alternative schooling and homeschools, teaching yourself even, man, just go get
some
books.
You're a real DIY.
Yeah.
What's like the funniest thing you ever did in high school? Like to anybody or to anything? Or did you ever do anything funny?
Ah, Jesus. I was just like, my high school, let me just explain briefly. It was the largest high school in the entire British Commonwealth. Like not even just Canada. Anything with the fucking Queen on the money. It was the biggest one.
Really?
It was only supposed to hold...
Our school wasn't very big.
Mine was only supposed to hold a little over 2,000 kids, but at the peak, it had over 3,000 kids. It was fucked. It wasn't that bad when I was there, but it was so big. I swear to God, I could have blown my head off in front of a class, and no one would even remember a
really?
Week later. It was
so
just,
when you didn't, you couldn't really leave a mark there.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't matter. Like it was just a drop in the bucket. Even like there was, I don't even remember like crazy like punk kids or rebel kids or kids causing problems. The whole thing was just like it was like in The Simpsons when they give everybody those uniforms and everyone just has no personality anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and since we had no other schools to play sports against, they didn't even have sports stuff, because whenever we played against the little outlying cities, we always won, because we had 3,000 kids to pick our one football team from. No school spirit, no one went to sports games.
Wow, our school is totally opposite.
It was such a shitty fucking school, Fredericton High School, goddamn hell on earth.
Man, well, my school is a little bit better. I have a couple stories I could tell you that I did in high school that are pretty damn funny.
Lay them on me.
Okay. Tell me, have you ever dissected anything? Did you guys ever get to dissect anything?
I think just some kind of stupid fish or something.
Oh, like a perch? Yeah. Oh, those are boring. Okay, I dissected everything. I used to do home dissections when I was a kid. I don't know. It's kind of sick. Well, I dissected and like...
Is this why you're a vegetarian now? Because you feel bad?
I think so. I feel bad. But we had to dissect cow hearts once, right?
Right.
Like, and you had to like go and find like the aorta and the valves and, you know, like... all the chambers and like open it up, but and we were supposed to dispose of them in this bin after, right?
Right.
So instead, I took my heart, my partner's heart, some other kid's heart, and I put them in a bag, and then I went in the girls' bathroom and I put them in the toilets, like in different bathrooms, and then I went and put some in the guy's urinals, like this one guy did.
That's gross.
I didn't actually touch it, go in the urinal, but yeah, so we had them in the toilets. Like, is that not the best? Can you imagine going, like a girl, any girls listening, opening up a stall and seeing like this bloody red thing?
Could
you're going to think it's a baby.
Did you even flush it, or was it too big to
I don't
go
know.
Down?
We just let it either. And then another time we were dissecting, we had to do fetal pigs, right? Like these little baby pigs.
Oh, man.
Pigs.
I wanted to do that, but man. I didn't take advanced biology.
It was really cool. Mine was pregnant.
Oh.
That was the best thing about mine.
Wait, you had a fetal pig that was also pregnant?
Oh, no, that was something different. That was like, oh, yeah, you're right. That's not right. I lied.
I don't want any fancy pants, smarty pants.
No, there was,
girl
there was,
forms.
There was like, it was a fish or something I had this. That was right. The fish, that's what I meant, because we talked about the perch. The perch I had was pregnant. It had all these weird black eggs in it. It was really creepy. Anyways, yeah, I like cut off the pig's head, and I was like playing Lord of the Flies. And I like, it was like, take the pig's head, and I kept it with me. And the whole day, and I played Lord of the Flies, and no one said anything. And then another time...
They were thinking things, though.
We had to dissect a cow eyeball.
Ooh, nice.
And have you ever seen what a lens of an eye looks like? It kind of looks
only
like...
Only in Terminator 1 when he
oh, really?
Cut out his eye.
Okay.
Special
there's
effects
like, there's like... It's like a like have you like a gel cap medicine, like a vitamin E pill?
Like the vitreous humor stuff?
Yeah, it's kind of like a squishy pill, and there's this fucking guy I hated. He's a fucking football jock. He's a fucking loser. I hated that guy. He's such a prick, cocky piece of shit asshole. And so I put it on his seat, and he sat in it, and he had like a big like eyeball stain on his ass. It fucking ruled. But
sick.
I do got a story about a time where I was good at math.
Okay.
Best time ever. It was like, because my first period class was science, and my second period class was math. And we had this math test in second period. And so I decided in first period that I would eat some science crystals. This
what,
is like grade 9. I don't know. They were like these ion sulfide crystals.
All right.
They were like on a stick. They kind of look like rock candy. You know that rock candy on a stick?
Right.
From the olden days or whatever? Like I
so
took
this
it.
Stuff isn't like poisonous and will kill you?
Oh, yeah, it probably
mutate
was.
Mutate your brain?
I ate it. And the teacher busted me. And I wasn't allowed to do science experiments for the rest of the year. But the funny thing was.
That's awesome. No more science
no,
experiments
I had to
for
sit,
you, young lady.
I had to
lady.
Sit in the middle of the class and like watch other people. I wasn't allowed to touch anything. This was like my second week in school. Anyways, so I went to my second period math class and we had a test. And I didn't know nothing because I fucking suck at math. Like you guys probably figured out. And I passed it. I got like the highest mark I probably would have ever gotten. And I don't know how I did it. I think it was from the crystals.
Nice. So
magic
they're like
crystals.
Magical brain crystals.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep. Those are some of the interesting things. I locked the teachers in the staff room once too. That was pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like with a chain. Yeah. That's awesome.
This sounds like you're talking like gang warfare in your school or something.
No,
like
it was just me.
Chaining the teacher's door closed.
It was awesome.
Like
I
a
did
prison
lots of
riot
stuff
or
like
something?
That. Yeah, we just, yeah, exactly. And all the kids, like some teachers were out because they weren't in there, but lots of them were in there and it was great. It's like a combination lock. They don't know the combination.
Nice. So how did they get them out?
They had to cut the chain.
Cutters and stuff?
Yeah, they had to go to like get a janitor or something. I don't know.
So
awesome.
Did anyone have any idea it was you?
No, I never got in trouble, so.
Nice.
That was one thing I did that was pretty damn good.
That's impressive. See, all I ever did in elementary school, we used to, when it would rain a lot, there would
right.
be big like by our jungle gym, big puddle of water. So mm-hmm. we'd make little canals in the ground and redirect the water. And like we called it the waterworks. We'd use our foot to like push the water, and we'd always try to get it into the teacher's parking lot.
Wow.
So we'd flood the teacher's parking lot. We wouldn't have to go to school, but it never worked.
My mom actually gave me this idea. There's like all these stupid bitchy girls in our homeroom class, and we were allowed to eat in our homeroom class.
Right.
So my mom was like, I got an idea. I got a really good idea. You should like go and go into my closet and get this big bag of bugs that I have. I had like a big bag of plastic Halloween bugs.
Right.
Aaron, put it in the fucking soup. Just fucking put it in the soup. Get those bitches back. Fucking put it in the soup. So
I want to hear your mom someday because you always do that voice. I wonder if she really sounds like that.
She's like, Keith, get her on the show. Fuck you, Aaron. Fuck you. You're so fucking retarded. I don't want to have nothing to do with you.
Play me Phantom of the Opera again.
Aaron, fucking play me Phantom of the Opera. I don't fucking care. That's really how my mom talks. Anyway, so I took this bag of bugs from my mom and I put it in the soup and then they all screamed and it was great.
Nice.
Yeah. I had to pay for the soup. I got busted. I was laughing too hard. I was like laughing my ass off. I'm like, did you put that in the soup? I'm like, yeah.
How much did you have to pay?
$8 or something. It was like nothing. I told my mom paid for it in the end. Aaron, I don't want to fucking pay $8. Told you not to do it. Told you to. She sounds kind of like a bird.
It's $8 well spent, I'd say. Well, yeah. Gather my thoughts here.
Testicle time. It's time for testicles. Who's got testicle time?
I got those.
You got testicle time? He's got testicle time. Oh, shoo ba 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 do da da da. The testicle time.
So this has been Loggeria episode 3.
Yeah, we've been loggering a lot. If there's even a plural form of the word. Loggerias.
Wait, what was
all the loggerias.
The other word. Loggeraic?
Loggeraic.
Those who loggerate?
Those who can't stop talking. They're just called me, Aaron.
So what the fuck's up with that loggeria.com website?
They hate me on there.
Yeah, because you posted a link to this. You're like, hey, I don't know if I got the same name as you. Fucking listen. And they're like, you're swearing. Obviously, you're not a friend of anyone here because you're swearing.
I don't know. Fuck www.loggeria.com. There's no loggeria happening. It's a bunch of losers.
Yeah.
Like six people who talk about, I have no idea what maybe that is, loggeria. I have no idea.
Doesn't it suck when people waste websites like that?
I know. These eight losers. We could use it, and we could use it a little bit better.
Yeah.
So if you ever want to like fuck off and get rid of that website, just fuck off.
Yeah, then we recommend that you do, in fact,
we
fuck
actually
off.
Just recommend the daily dosage is fuck off. Take two doses of fuck off and fuck you. And stick it up your ass.
Right. Goodbye.
Goodbye. We'll be right back.
that is
I
it.
Guess that's pretty much the end. I guess we're done. We can't seem to stop.
Every single week we're just like a helicopter running out of gas.
We never go out with that big bang like when the two towers explode.
I really think that was an inappropriate reference. Oh. Americans feel bad about that still, you know.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I think did that's it to yourselves.
Maybe that's